Mr. Morgan, Fool's Paradise, and welcome back. This is the Soul Savvy Show here on Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network, with EB, Q, Lynn, and Whitney. All right, we're back, y'all.
I can't even go up, man. She goes, her voice is so high. My voice is, I've been smoking on his vape, so I can't get up there. I probably could if I tried, but that's all.
Okay, don't hurt yourself.
Let's stop real quick. I love Melissa Morgan. So the reason I chose the Melissa Morgan and the Frankie Beverly song was because their birthday is today. Yep. I've met Melissa many, many times, but look, a month ago I went to see Melissa in a talk, and she admitted that some of the notes that she's hit on record, they were studio engineered. Even though I've heard her hit them live, she could hit them live, but at the time she didn't realize what the producer was trying to push her to, so she didn't. And one of the songs was Princess Do Me Baby, which I love her version of it, but it's like a blow. Like, damn, that wasn't you though. That was just the computer.
Damn, that's like finding out when I read Ellie Reed's book, and he said that he didn't do none of the, he never played none of the live drum parts, and I was like, that shit was like finding out the Wiz was a computer, or how the Wiz ended, like that, it was like that. I was like, man, this shit is fucked.
Wow. In the story, and she was like, oh yeah, the producer kept saying, you know, higher, higher, and I was going as high as I could, and I didn't get what he was saying, so he just made it up.
But then later on,
when I had to perform it live, I understood, oh, he meant like this. And she was like, I was able to hit it. And I was like,
well, that's different, then. That's sort of the same thing, then. But yeah.
Yeah, but still, it's not the same.
Right. It's like the same with,
That's better.
Right. Now I got to take her out of my top 10 now. Now knowing that.
Don't though. She's one of the best. Yeah. So she is one of the best.
Oh wow! Okay, I'm glad that wasn't that kind of
like
milli vanilli stuff. You know,
it kind of messed me up because I was like, man, you didn't put none of the drum part. I thought at least one. I thought at least the deal catalog and a few of the records he did, like the late '80s joint. But we're going to do Will's segment real quick before we go. Then, EB, that you messed me up with that one.
Oh, man, messed me up, too.
I'll take that.
I was hoping it wasn't some...
You do your 6 minutes of race before we run out of time.
Yeah, thank you. I was hoping that wasn't some Milli Vanilli stuff, you know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. All right.
I thought he was going to say that he had somebody else.
Oh, boy.
Like, Dean Garn or somebody do the...
Absolutely. All right.
Had Nikki Howard doing all the hot parts. That's what I thought you was about to say. Like,
Wow.
But go ahead, Will.
All right, let's get it. Oh, yeah, welcome to the 6 minutes of rage. Well, you know I'm in rage after Q Lynn took off 5 months. But anyway, back to this. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Deutsche Bank. Hey, did you know that Deutsche Bank was Trump's, my goodness, sugar daddy? That's our lead story. We'll be right back. North Carolina voter fraud. Huh, Representative Mark Harris, he won by 900 votes. Points over Dan McCready. But guess what? Who was in charge of that? Collecting votes. Oh, this convicted fella named Leslie Dowless. Hey, he had his people going around collecting votes from absentee ballots. The absentee ballots from, guess what? In the rural areas and seniors. All right. People who could hardly read or write. We'll get back to that. That also brings into question, hey, what about that race, those races in Alabama and in Florida, Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum. It brings all of that into question. And what about the lopsided victory? Well, you know, the Democrats, they won the House, and Republicans, they kind of inked out a victory in the Senate. Oh, that brings into question, along with that phony fake electoral college. Oh, we still got kids in tents. Oh, my goodness. On the other side of the border, sleeping on the ground, and it's wet out there. Yemen. Oh, man. Cholera is spreading. Tens of thousands of kids are dying. Millions of people are in jeopardy of starving to death. Saudi Arabia's behind that. And guess who's in bed with Saudi Arabia? Oh, yeah, you got it. Your illustrious 45. Oh, trade wars. Trade wars. The stock market. Oh, has our illustrious president talked about the stock market lately? You know why? It just plummeted again today. A few days ago, it plummeted by over 800 points. Oh, my goodness. That's all well over 1,000 points in the last few days, folks. Wisconsin and Michigan. All right, there's some fraud going on there, too. They're trying to take the power away from the newly elected Democratic Congress that's coming in, and also the Democrats that won those districts. Labor Secretary, oh, Alex Acosta, keep this name embedded here. Hey, you know what? While he was the U.S. Attorney in Florida, he kind of let this guy named Epstein off of the hook. There are 36 victims, folks, that were underage. We're talking about pedophilia at the highest level. Somehow this guy only got 13 months in jail. And you know how the system works. He probably got some off on good behavior. 13 months, 36 victims, and he was running a ring in his home in Florida. Did you know that? Target Teresa. Oh, guess what? I am so sick and tired of white people trying to police black people. You haven't heard the latest Target Teresa. She decided to interject herself in a conversation that three black women were having in a store and says, you guys shouldn't be talking about sex in public. Who are you? Good Lord. Look like you've never had sex. Oh, my goodness. Talking about sex in public. Oh, the stock market, like I said, is tanking. Trump is not talking about it. And what enrages me is that when President Obama, the greatest president ever, and he took the country out of the toilet from George Bush, the stock market was at 8,000. And when he left, it was 19,000 going on 20. But guess what? Trump decided to ride that wave. Oh, it's all about me. All right. Yeah. Have you seen the Trump Christmas ornament? The Christmas ornament. You know that thing that you put on top of your Christmas tree? Some put stars, some people angels. He decided to put a replica of himself on top of the Christmas tree. Oh, wow, wow, wow. And you know he's against illegal aliens. He's against employing illegal aliens. But guess who employs illegal aliens? He does. He has, oh, in some of his properties, oh, he's got people driving illegals to his property because they can't legally get a driver's license. Oh, my goodness. And speaking of illegals, do you know his first wife was illegal and had three kids? What are we going to do about them? His current wife, oh, guess what? She wasn't a citizen either, but she is now, and so are her parents. Hey, let's get back to this voter fraud thing. This is absolutely crazy. You know, I'm telling you, taking advantage of seniors, taking advantage of illiterate people, you know, that needs to be looked into. Oh, I mentioned at the top of the hour, Deutsche Bank. Oh, sugar daddy to Trump. Hey, guess what? The Deutsche Bank was raided last week. Did you know that? They were raided for money laundering. Oh, this is the second time. Well, last year, they were raided for money laundering. And guess what? It was a $10 billion deal last year. And guess where it came from? The VTB Bank out of Russia. So, check this out. Back in 2005, Trump defaulted on a loan at Deutsche Bank. And he even sued them. He sued them. And then guess what? In 2010, they loaned him more money. I'm going to ask the average person out there, how many times have you defaulted on a loan and the bank came back and just wanted to hand you money? You have to understand connected dots, folks. VTB Bank out of Russia was giving money to the Deutsche Bank. And guess who was the benefactor? The benefactor was your illustrious 45. Oh, yes, I'm enraged because guess what? Some of us can't get a loan, but this guy is getting millions and millions and billions of dollars after he doesn't even pay his debts. Oh, have you seen his taxes yet? This has been my 6 minutes of rage. Back to you, Q-Lent, E.B., and Whitney.
Yes, thank you so much for that 6 minutes of rage.
I got a question for you guys. Q-Lent, before you go on.
I was trying to move on to the next segment so we don't run out of time, but go ahead.
Don't worry about it. I'll give you a few extra minutes. I got a question for all three of you.
Listen, I gotta be out here. I'm out here in these streets, okay? I gotta run a podcast.
You out in the streets? What are you doing?
Really swinging.
Slinging and swinging. That explains everything.
Yo, I actually wasn't going to a party though.
Yeah.
I don't do it like the other party.
What kind of
out here in these streets? Listen, I told you I've been out here in these streets for a couple weeks, man.
What kind
of? Yeah, like I'm 21 all over again.
Yeah, out in the street.
There's
only a few things you can do out in the streets there. Okay, but anyway.
Listen, man, I'm being productive and networking.
I'm sure you are.
Party, okay? I'm killing two birds with one stone.
I'm sure you're killing some stones out there. Yeah, slinging and swinging.
We have a business over Uncle Luke.
Uncle Luke, yeah. Wow. Hey, EB, it sounds mighty strange to me. Okay. All right. Got a question for you guys, and I'll got a question, then I'll toss it back to you. How many of you know that anybody who's defaulted on a loan at a bank and the bank just want to hand you some money after that?
I wish. I mean, probably
a Caucasian. I'm not Caucasian. I don't have the complexion for the protection, so I don't know nothing about that.
We don't get that privilege right there. That's not even optional. I didn't know you could do that. I ain't got the complexion for the protection or the collection.
I don't have none of that.
I'm just saying.
We talking about the tune of
hundreds of millions of dollars. We're not just talking about $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. How many people can sue a bank, default on the loan, then come back in the bank just luckily and just readily and gladly hand you over money? That's the question.
That doesn't happen for the average, well, I don't know about white people, that might happen for y'all, but that's an exceptional one right there.
Extremely.
That's unheard of.
Like Caucasian people having other Caucasian people or privileged Caucasian people back. That's all it sounds like to me. Right. You gotta be real privileged.
Real privileged. The average Caucasian can't do that.
Right. I can't even look at that type of privilege. Like, that's how it ain't even...
It makes you mad, right?
Yeah. Like, I wish I could get a break sometime. It ain't even got to be like that. Can I just pay it a few days late? Is that okay? Can I get that?
No, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
You got to follow the money. You got to follow the money, and there's some nefarious things going on.
Right. And thank you for that 6 minutes of rage. We're going to quickly get to Raggedy and Savvy News before we go to break again so we can do the have a little bit of time. I feel like the topic tonight is bad relationships. And I feel like I can summarize this very quickly because I've never had a bad relationship. I don't know what you call them. Because you don't keep them long. I ain't gonna get too detailed. I don't know if I can call that a relationship or not.
You don't keep it long enough to have a relationship.
I've seen the PG-13 on the show. I ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah.
Any kind of boyfriend situation. I ain't never had a bad relationship and we broke up or something like that. It's always been mutual. So I don't know how, I just wanna, I'm very inquisitive of, how she go. Whitney picked the topic, so I'm very inquisitive of how she wants to frame this topic, but we're going to talk about that later. But we'll get quickly into Raggedy and Savvy News. Raggedy, I just thought this was Raggedy. For me, just for my own personal gain of life, there's a story from this man. I saw this on one of those talk shows. And so this man found $7.5 million, yes, American money, or it might have been, what's it called?
Dummy.
The counterfeit. It could have been counterfeit $7 million. I don't know where this money came from. But he found it in a safe that he just bought a storage unit. And the former storage unit, the person that owned it, I guess didn't know it was in there because clearly he left $7 million in the storage unit.
What?
And so the man found it. And this man, this Caucasian man, because I want to be specified with this, middle-aged Caucasian man gave it to the one that owns the storage unit now. He gave it back to the former storage. He gave $7 million back to the person that previously owned it. And then the person that previously owned it, I think the money is faulty or something because the person that previously owned it from the former owner, lawyer contacted him and told him that he'll give him a little bit of the money if he give it to him. And so he gave the dude, the previous owner, he gave him like $1.3 million for the exchange, for giving it back. But it sounded like some mafia stuff to me. I don't know what's going on. It sounded like some I feel like this is an illegal $7 million, because I feel like you don't keep $7 million in the safe unless you hide it from the federal
damn fool.
Yeah, that nigga, he is a fool. You know what he said? He had a Facebook or Twitter or something like that, or Instagram or something he posted, and he was explaining why he gave the money back. This fool gonna say, he said, man, I don't want nobody, I don't want that kind of pressure on me. Listen, this is why you hire security for this, okay? What is it all about? Nobody
even
know I had
$7 million.
Dummy. I was off the grid somewhere. 1982 looking fool. Why? Trash. Trash for that. Man.
And you move in.
Seven and a half million dollars. Now you publicly are going to be known as the fool that gave away $7 million or gave back $7 million. You rather be publicly known as an idiot than privately a millionaire. Mm-hmm. I understand it. That sounds crazy. But yeah, we all are in agreement with this story, so we're gonna move on. We only got a little bit. That's why I'm trying to move smoothly past it. But like EBC,
you're trying to get back under the streets.
He's a big dummy. Listen, man, we trying to keep a clean show. I want a clean edit going in. I'm thinking about this. I don't want to see no 2 hours and 30 minutes there. I gotta chop up. Right? We gotta get this out. Okay, I got stuff to do.
You gotta run to make. Okay. EBC, you gotta run to make.
Listen, man, don't be out here trying to act like I'm doing illegal activity. Everything I'm doing is not illegal for me to have fun and go to parties. I ain't doing no cocaine or nothing at the party, so what's to talk about? Okay? Mm. Ain't no cocaine. Even though listen, we ain't gonna get into that. Mm. I don't do cocaine. Okay? Yeah. That ain't no kind of legal activity I'm participating in. So everything is legal what I'm doing. But
okay.
The next one in Raggedy News is Little Mo Tattoo. And Little Mo is in Raggedy News. I'm just going to say simply, she was completely shading this new artist. I had never heard of her until I saw her on Soul Train Awards. We're going to talk about her in Savvy News. Her name is Queen Naja or something. I guess she's like an internet sensation. She has a YouTube channel, and then she's like became a hit artist or something like that. But I heard her on the Soul Train Awards. I thought it was what Lil Mo in the Instagram post was talking about, how she didn't think that she deserved to be in the Soul Train Cypher. I'm like, it's just a Soul Train Cypher. She acts like she has the Grammys or something like that. I mean, right. I can disrespect Soul Train, but it's just like a little 2-minute cypher. Like, it's not like a big big portion. Like, she got like 15 minutes of a performance or something. It was just like a little, and she only did like 30-second cypher, so it wasn't even that big of a deal to get a gripe about. But basically, Little Mo was mad that she got that spot. She pretty much seemed like she wanted her spot, but I thought it was raggedy how she was downplaying her, and then I think her response was classy. She was like, you just need to be mindful of people that might like your music, now looking at you crazy now because you dissed them. She was saying that she was a fan of Little Mo, and now she doesn't think she's a fan anymore because she dissed her. But what y'all think about that? Did y'all read the story?
I read it. It wasn't necessary.
Oh, I'm gonna let you go first because I got words.
That's it because it's that simple to me. Like, it didn't need
right.
It just wasn't necessary because it really was like just a few seconds. It wasn't that big of a deal. Like, Lil Mo could have kept that to herself.
Right. Exactly. Go ahead, EB. Go ahead and ensue.
You were absolutely right, Whitney. Little Mo could have kept that to herself because she would never have been able to take the stage of a Soul Train Award, a Tootsie Roll Award, or a Grammy Award. Let me tell you something. I like Little Mo. I like her music. I hate her personality.
I don't.
Because I know every project she's like been involved in has failed. That's just a fact. And I hate to do this because I'm putting one of my friends out there, somebody that I actually liked and respected, who works with her camp. I can't say any more. But I think that it was just tacky. So if you are part of this generation of R&B and you want to send a message to somebody, I think there are other ways to do that than to put it on Instagram and be shady about it, and that's what she did. And let's be honest about Little Mo. Who's going around singing a Little Mo song? Name me 5 Little Mo solo tracks. You can't, because they don't exist. I know.
I can't name nothing. What?
Dang.
I know them because I have her albums and I listen to her.
I ain't got none of them.
She don't even
want that blueberry lip gloss album.
Yeah. No. Alienation.
Got blueberry lip gloss on in 2002.
This crazy persona that she likes, Miss Cynthia Loving, that you like to portray where you gully and you good and all this other stuff. Let me tell you something. That's a bunch of bull. And like I heard somebody else say, and the thing that bothered me the most about the summer thing,
man.
I don't even know the summer girl, but she was like, oh, everybody sounds the same. Ma'am, you, Coco, Nicole Ray, Gina Thompson, y'all all sound like the same person. I was alive then, so I know who you all are, and I'm a music connoisseur, but you all sound like the same person. You all sound like Shirley Murdoch clones, so how dare you talk about what somebody else is doing or someone else is not doing when, I'm sorry, the last time you were on the charts was the last time a TV show you was on made it. The last time a radio morning show that you were hired for, you were fired for. So I just think it's so disrespectful. Like, if you really felt that way about her and you wanted to help her, you could have DM'd her, but you put it in public. And you made
right.
a fool of yourself, as you always do. This is why you are in the position that you are in today. This is why you're not held in the same regard as other people, and you're not honored. You're not invited like Kelly Price was. Or you're not honored like Faith or Erica was, even though all of y'all, they all came out before you, but you had your little time to shine in the early 2000s before people knew how to spell and how to wipe their ass by themselves. So I try to give you that credit, but you're a fool. Cynthia, you're a fool. Why did you do that?
That's the real name.
Cynthia loves
the government name. The government.
That's our lawyer name now.
and I love Ta-da. I love
that's the lawyer name now.
Soundtrack. I love Forever, and I love everything you've done with Missy. I love, well, I guess shit. Shulay and Wright. We can't name five of your shit. But we like you. But you,
I don't like them.
The wrong, if you're opening your mouth, open it to sing, because that's where your talent lies.
No, she can't do that. That's why she's trying to be a lawyer, because ain't nobody taking up her
somebody
music.
Somebody else who has that shine, who's on top. Now, it would have been a real damn shame if Patty or Gladys or Aretha had came out and said shit about you, because I guarantee you would not have been able to share a stage. Actually, no, you haven't. And there have been singers who came out before and after you who shared stages with these legends. I guarantee you won't open your mouth to say shit about Beyonce, because I know, even though I love your voice and I think you could do something, she's going to make you look stupid. She's going to step on the stage and she's going to out-sing you. And it's going to be the talk of the blogs, but I get it. That's the only way that you can stay relevant, is by being negative and by staying in the blogs, because nobody's listening to Ta-da. Nobody's listening to Forever. Nobody's listening to One Two Step. Oh, is that Sierra? They're all the same to me.
That's, yeah, that's not her. Yeah, that is Sierra.
Nobody's listening to any of that. So, girl, stop. That's all I got to say. I love you, Cynthia. Call me, girl.
Oh, shit, I'm about to fall in the chair.
Oh, that's that deep laugh, that one that comes from the stomach right there. Wow.
Man,
I'm just
about to write this microphone stand down. I gotta put this microphone back. You about to be able to let me knock this microphone down.
I'm just being real. Like,
he says that was the step. That's the air.
You were on R&B Divas with all of the D-list. Faith, with Kelly Price, Dante Moore, Claudette, and I love all of y'all. Y'all are all D-list.
I'm so good.
Because you sit back and you do shit like this.
Oh,
so
my head hurts.
One, two, three, or my queen.
My head, will you stop?
Like, whatever, y'all. Y'all doing this. You're
here. Okay.
Why would you discourage a young singer from doing what she gotta do? First of all, the girl is pregnant. The girl is pregnant. You've been pregnant more times than any of us can count. Your great husband, your gay husband, or whoever else. You've been pregnant a lot. So why did you tell her like that? I'm being real.
Oh, my eyes are water. I can't see. Oh, God.
I don't know.
I can't breathe.
So all of that is the same.
Oh, my God.
You were yesterday. My hair is not even relevant. People don't know. You got fired from a radio show, and Portia Williams is still on a radio show. That tells you a lot.
Oh, my God.
In the words of Monique and Precious, you's a dummy, bitch. That's it.
Yo, my chest hurt. I was about to fell out about three times. This fool said, is that Sierra? I can't get over this.
Saying, man.
My chest hurt, man. We already ran out of time. We got like 5 minutes left.
21 answers. That's what it is. I know one of them songs.
No.
But that was the answer to 21 questions.
No,
yeah, remember?
That
one time? Oh, wait. Oh, dang. Look.
We talked about Nivea.
Oh, dang. I was really trying to think of one. Oh, my gosh. My bad. Shout out to Nivea. I was not trying to be petty. I really thought that was a little while. That really was. Oh, my. Wow.
Was it Girl Fight? No, that was Brooke Valentine. Was it Laundromat? Oh, no, that was Nivea.
That is Nivea. I know that. That was when I was in high school. I remember that one. Wow.
It was on Endow Me with Faith, Coco, and who else? Kiara Shear. So they all sound like the same person.
Hilarious. Oh my God. Well, EV is on one. I think I didn't crack the real black.
It's 1982. And you better hope my Google lookup don't work because I'm coming for you. I'm joking.
Hilarious. I'm actually about to try to figure out who this is. No, I ain't gonna do that. That's too much of my time being wasted.
We gave her a whole lot. We logged in on a two-show Wi-Fi.
You're right. Yeah.
Right. Man, we gotta wrap up, man, cause we almost out of time. Soul Train Awards, we in Savvy News now, Soul Train Awards. I just live for the auntie moments of the show. They had two singers on that were new. That's all they had, cause they know we ain't gonna tune in to, you know, the 30 plus up. We ain't tuning in for no. Whatever his name was, he looked like my stepdaughter outside. What was his name? It started with a J. He looked like a little Wayne
Little Mo.
I was about to say Jackie. I don't know how it was pronounced. He looked like something I stepped on outside.
Yeah.
Man, that was trash. When he said, I knew you wanted, and then he started grabbing his crotch. I'm like, oh, no, sir. We not fixing
this. Bless his heart.
If you defecate on a Vaughn song, I can read your mind. We not fixing to have you. He got a cute voice for anything around the house, but listen, we don't need you publicly putting out records and selling them. I don't need this to be happening. They could have did without that. They could have had a whole 90s show. I wish they'd do an 80s show because that's my era on R&B music.
Yeah,
an 80s show. That whole
show
for the 80s.
Perfect, yes.
But it was good. Tisha, I almost called it Tisha Campbell. I mean, Tisha Arnold. Yes. I was about to get it back with Tisha Arnold and Tisha Campbell. That's what I was about to say. Because I'm high. But Tisha Campbell. And you messed me up. You messed me up. I'm confused. But they hosted the 2018 Soul Train Awards. It was really good. I liked their segment and how they were trying to do the off the bat introduction of like the mess ups and stuff that they was doing. I know they rehearsed that, so it was pretty cool watching that and just see how they vibe together, like a 35-plus-year friendship and 35, 40, I think, for Tisha because she started when she was a child, but a lot younger than Tashina. But, yeah, I think it's cool to see that, you know, still progressing and they're doing better and then coming together to do a production company and letting other people have opportunity. I thought that was cool. I saw them announce that in one of their interviews they were doing for promotion, but that was real cool. But yeah, the whole show I was like, what the F at, what Donald Jones had on. I don't know what he had on. Somebody called him a Ron Cowboy. I was dying. That's just hilarious.
That's wow. Accurate. That's accurate. That's
that
accurate.
Was hilarious. I was like, what you got on, bro? What's going on? He was like a Mexican valet. That's what he looked like, a Mexican valet with the outfit he had on. But, yeah, he did some songs. John B. came out. I was like, I called my auntie because that's her favorite because I remember she used to play his music all the time, the cool back. I called her. She was like, you know I'm recording it. And she recorded it. I was into it. I liked that. And then I wish he would have did the party joint he did I forgot what year it was. I think it was like early 2000s. Don't Stop. Dude. I wish he would have did that song.
No, that was Ideal, I thought.
Hmm. No, that was him. Don't Stop. It's all right with you.
Yeah, that's John B.
That's John B.
Oh, wow.
I don't know the lyrics. I forgot the words. I need to learn words. I need to know it. But,
baby, yeah, that's his joint. Kind of got you feeling fizzy. It's all right.
That's the one, yep.
With me, if it's all right with you. I thought that was Lil Mo. Shit, I didn't know.
Hilarious.
I'm not with you, Evie.
Hilarious. Up there. The tagging continues. What is a little Mo song? Who knows?
Oh.
That's going to be a trivia. That's going to be an ongoing joke for the rest of the year going into 2019.
That's so bad. I really thought 21 answers was tough for real.
Listen,
oh, my God.
That is going to be a continuous joke for 2019. What is a little Mo? We're going to do a scavenger hunt for that. That's going to be the world's Waldo of the show, every inside joke.
Little Mo does have a 21 answers with 3, but hers wasn't the
nebula
one.
Man.
Right, yeah.
And what
you
look
out? Look, now
I
really don't know.
Don't matter.
But yeah,
right,
like people, they may not know who we talking about.
Right, especially these new 2000 kids. They don't know none of that.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
But yeah, I just want to say, man, I'm so appreciated. My two favorite artists of all time, favorite singers of all time, Erykah Badu, Faith Evans, Got Legend Awards.
Mm-hmm.
I finally watched Erica's extended version. Yeah, they finally put it on YouTube. I watched it. Man, they got their backgrounds, man. She's been with them for like almost 10 years. That goddamn Taryn Austin and Duran Bernard and the sister Layla, I think that's her name. Layla John, I think that's how you say her first name. I forgot, but man, woof. Man, I like she's had so many background singers, like Keisha Jackson and all that. I love, like, they all did, like, the hard parts, like alto and soprano. But that goddamn tenor, that bottom note on that, just put that meat and potato with the vocals, man. It just takes a whole nother element to it. And Duran does the soprano part, Taryn, he does the bottom part, and then Sister does the alto. And that, man, I just like the bottom notes, man. Because Faith Evans got them. She keeps a background singer that can do them bottom notes, man. And I just love singers that. And just that creativity of just the improv, man. I've heard I Want You. She did I Want You, The Other Side of the Game.
Mm-hmm.
And then the extended one, she did Oh, shit. Man, I was so hyped when I heard that. She did I Want You. That's my favorite song off of Worldwide Underground. And I've heard her do that, like, at least over 57 times. Like, I don't know how many times I've heard that. But this, I love this version she did on Soul Train because the beat was like, I want you, do, 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 I love that. And then when she gets to that bridge, oh, it's crazy.
Love
and then that,
on the way.
Hey.
Hey.
Let
go. Mm-hmm. And I know they can work out in.
Man, that's my point. But yeah, man, Soul Train Awards is awesome. I'm glad. Faith Evans is so humble. That's why I understand why people don't like her people like Evie Foshay because, man, she's so humble. And she don't even feel like she deserves a Legend Award. Like, how can you not love somebody that humble? She's so humble.
Great. She sounds like she smoked Newport's
Winston. Man, see, that's what I'm saying, man. He can't even. Man.
And I want to shout out Lil Mo for not being there or not being invited to the Soul Train Awards this year.
What you trying to say about bad relationships? We're going to move on. We're about to
talk about some bad relationships.
Let's talk about bad relationships.
But her husband, who was the boxer in Philly, was caught in a gay porn. We can talk about Lil Mo's bad relationship. So we're talking about ours. What's going on?
Damn.
I'm just saying.
Whitney, start it off. We got a little bit of time. Just give us a synopsis of how you want to frame this bad relationship so we can end the show for Will play music on us like we in Jeopardy or something.
Go ahead. I didn't even have like a whole thought. You asked if I had a topic. That's just what came to mind. It came up because I've heard recently, like, all these people talking about how, like, they just get into stupid relationships. I'm like, you knew from jump that person was dumb based on the stuff they were saying, so why are you in it? Like, I don't get it. It's more so my fascination with people who willingly continue to be in a relationship that they shouldn't be in. Just step away. I don't understand. I can't comprehend it. So not so much like what's your worst relationship, but more of like y'all thoughts on bad relationships, I guess.
Go ahead,
B. No, I was going to say, for somebody who's entered bad relationships, I can understand the excitement of meeting someone and just wanting something so bad that you're completely unwilling to see any logic, and you put all that out the window, and you're going to be with somebody who you know is going to be bad for you. But at the time, you don't see that. I get it, but at the same time, I still say you're stupid. Like, not that you're stupid. I think when approaching relationships, I think that's one of the times in life that you have to use both your emotions and your intelligence together. You can't look at anything from one side of that coin. You have to approach things from both sides and figure out what works best for you. And a lot of people just don't do that. They approach things from, oh, I love him or her, or this is it for me, this is forever. Or it's, oh, he or she has money, or, you know, he or she, you know, for every bad quality, they're going to take care of me. So I think on both sides of that, there are people who look at it from a point of view of logic and then people who look at it from the heart. And I think that's what gets people caught up, that they don't take into consideration that both should play a factor in who you end up with in terms of romance or relationship.
So how long do you give it before you're like, no, this is really bad.
Me personally,
for real. Like,
maybe like 6 hours. I'm gonna give it a good 6 hours, and then I'm gonna be like, nope. You know what? I'm gonna give it as long as Lil Mo's career, which is not long at all. You should be able to figure out.
You're so childish.
Like, what's going on? And Lil Mo's career time, you should be like, oh yeah, no, that ain't it. As long as they took to fire Lil Mo from a radio show, or R&B divas, or drop her from that Electra deal, like, you should be able to figure out, this is not the person for me. This is not what I want. This is not what's right. So
you're saying,
I think everybody should just be able to do their 1-2 step.
Hilarious.
Which is not a Lil Mo song for those.
Right.
Oh, it's not?
Mm-mm. Nah, boo.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
But, yeah, I'd say that. Like, so you mean a bad relationship, like, it just ended, like, does it have to be, like, ended on good terms, or just, like, it was tumultuous type of situation?
I really haven't heard of a bad relationship ending on good terms. I've never heard of
it. I know a lot of people that ended on good terms.
I've
ended on good terms with people. I remember,
like, y'all still talking?
And one time I was dating both of them, and I dumped them around the same time. I remember that.
I was about to call out Mike, yes. Tyson, and Robin Givens, but no, this is not what this is for.
That's it.
Right. Yeah, it's like, I remember I was like, when I was about to I had like multiple guys out dating at the same time, and then it was like,
uh-huh.
Hey, man, I need to free some of this up. And it was like, you know what, I'm done. And you know what, and we ended on good terms. Like, it'd be a few situations where I could tell they was going to be more than what we were, like, more than dating. Oh. And then once I got that feeling, I didn't wait for them to say it, I just ended.
But see, the difference is too, when you beat those men, so they didn't have no choice but to be like, we're still on good terms.
All these false allegations, I've never put my hands on.
It ain't false.
I'm not volatile at all. I'm very cool and calm.
I don't know.
Everybody know, if you know me in real life, you know I'm cool and don't trip on nobody.
No, you're cool, all right.
Me too, y'all.
Listen, everybody, I know a few guys that are probably upset that we broke up or whatever, but it wasn't like, I hate you. Like, they writing, I hate you, Q-Lid on my car or something. Or trying to stalk me and kill me like somebody now. That's a little weird when it gets to that.
Okay, yeah,
like,
that's too far.
I'm glad I can always, I can really sort of filter out the crazy people, because they got it. Because the guys that, like, if you call me, like, more than three times, something wrong with you. And it's like, I hear people say, man, he called me 27 times. Listen, you are dating a stalker, woman. You need to, like, and then they don't realize they talk about they don't understand red flags. Like, doesn't he call you 29 times? And if you didn't answer the 28th call, then something was wrong. Like, not the fact that he called you 29 times, but the fact you didn't pick up on the last call. Like, you got it. Like, dude, you're dating a stalker. I feel like both ways. Like, y'all, like, men, it's like some men that get mad, they crazy. Well, I'm like, You completely, like, it was one person I know that was mad because this woman was giving him the fishnet condom treatment. And I was like, well, you dated, like, she out here loose in these streets. How you not know, like, you who you dating? Like, it'd be something like that. I was like, really? But, yeah, I just, when I was dating multiple dating life, I remember one time it was two guys I was dating. They were both at the same spot I was, and I was talking to one at the bar, and I forgot that I was on a date with the other dude, and so he came up, and then I introduced him, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's the guy I'm seeing.
Huh? I'm sorry.
And so it was like real cool like
that. You were on a date with somebody, Q-Lin?
Yeah, because we were talking, like, we was in a conversation, we talking for like 7 minutes or something like that. And then he came look for me because he thought I was in the bathroom, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is old boy right here that I was telling you about, that I was seeing.
Okay, so wait, let me, I just want to make sure I understand. You were on a date with a guy. And you got up, and he thought you were in the bathroom.
Yeah, I thought I was going. That's why I was coming from the bathroom, and I saw him. I was like, oh, yeah, he called. Oh, we made eye contact. I didn't even see him.
But,
and then when I looked up, I was like, oh, there goes, oh, boy. And then we started talking, and then he's like, who you here with, whatever. And we started talking about that, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm here with old boy. He's like, oh, yeah, he over there, and he was cool.
Who's the person you stopped to talk to?
Was it Lil Mo?
No.
I want to know.
Was it somebody else you were talking? Like, you just ran into an old friend or somebody?
You
was on a date, and then you ran into the other dude that you was also dating.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then the original date came up to you, and you was like, oh, this is the guy I'm on the date with, who I was just now telling you about.
So, Lil Mo came up, and you was like, ta-da.
good one.
That's hilarious. No.
Yeah.
I was telling the dude that I wasn't on a date with. I was telling him, hey, this is my date. I was on a date, and he was like, I was like, you remember I was telling you about the dude I was on a date with? I was like, that's him. And I was like, this is old boy. You know, it wasn't awkward at all.
Oh boy!
Listen, ain't no slinging and swinging. Listen, I'm an adult, okay? That was the problem.
Anybody?
That was the two phone Q-Lin.
Okay, any of you guys out there?
You don't call me at the 9 o'clock. That was their phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Any of you guys out there, hey, look here. Any of you guys out there that's contemplating,
Q-Lin. I'm like, listen, you can have this lifestyle too. Don't be jealous, okay?
Yeah, Q-Lin.
Because I got it like that.
Q-Lin. Q-Lin.
I just got to say this.
Anybody, any of you guys out there, old boy or a little more, anybody, any of you cats out there, we're going to hold it, Q-Lin. Little Biggie, any of you cats thinking of any of you guys thinking about dating Q-Lin?
Oh,
hey, look here. Don't.
Listen, everybody if always caught, knew what it was, okay?
Yeah.
I was unattached back then. And if you went with
you're still unattached.
You can go.
Yeah, you're still unattached.
Last time when they wanted a real serious relationship, they left, okay?
Right.
This ain't no...
But you let them know. You let them know up front, though.
Yeah,
so they knew. So that's fair.
With somebody
that's fair.
And then I was telling him, like, you know, the next day. I was like, okay, I'll call you tomorrow. And then we it was fine. We was hanging out.
Swinging.
It ain't awkward at all.
Swinging.
That's right. Awkward for y'all.
Yeah.
I ain't have an open communication. I said, hey, I'm on a date with this dude. I was like, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. That's how the conversation went.
Uh-huh.
It was fine. Now they might have stayed along because they thought they was going to get something else out of the deal. And then when they realized, they were like, oh, she really about this. Like, she's serious. I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. Like, this ain't no place.
I got a message for Little Mo.
That's the key. Listen, that's my savvy. We got to wrap up the show.
Yeah.
My savvy heathen talk is, if you act like you ain't interested in the men, women, guess what? You're going to get a lot of phone calls. You're going to get a lot of people on your number. Because when you act like you don't care, and I really didn't care. When you ain't sweating no dude, and you like, oh, you ain't called me in this time. You ain't called me this morning. No, just act like you nonchalant about it. Don't care about it. I'm telling you, you'll get about 17 Facebook friend requests when you act disattached to men. That's how you got to treat it. You got to be like that. That's how I was when I was in my late teens and my early 20s. I was just out here just doing my own thing. Cabin don't take for everybody, but we at the end of the Savvy Heathen talk. And we're going to have E.B. and Whitney give a Savvy Heathen talk and let Will pop it off with a Savvy Heathen talk so we can leave.
Whitney, go ahead.
He's upset that music wasn't being played during sex. I'm like, listen, you can turn on CNN, MSNBC, like, you ain't gotta have it on, like,
oh,
you can get in when you get it in. But go ahead, Whitney, my bad, I didn't mean to cut you off, go ahead.
Oh, shout out to everybody who actually know who Lil Mo is. That's mine right there.
Hilarious!
Oh, my God.
Hilarious!
Oh, goodness.
I just want mine to go out to, Lil Mo and Nikki Glam 1982 at yahoo.com, who are obviously the same irrelevant person. Ta-da, bitch. I'm still here.
Well, you got a savvy heathen talk.
Well, yeah, I got a couple of look at Lil Mo, Lil Doobie, or Nuck Nuck. If you guys thinking about dating Q Lynn. Hey, man, you need to find somebody else. Go in a different direction here. And if you think about buying a Donald Trump ornament for your Christmas tree, they sell for about $80.
You call one of my past bows Nuck-Nuck.
Yeah, Nuck-Nuck.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, Nuck-Nuck.
My past bows or a Little Doobie.
Hey, Nuck-Nuck. Yeah, Nuck-Nuck and Little Doobie. Yeah. Hey, guys, you got... You know what? It ain't no future there. Yeah, there's no future there. You need to move on. I'm serious about that. This has been the Soul 70 Show.
Evie, what we grab them by? What we grab them by, Evie?
The balls.
Yeah. We be back, y'all. Soul 70 Radio, 4:16 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We be back next Thursday. We out,
guys. Oh, boy.
Bye.
to the Soul Savage Show here on Studio W The Buzz. Coming up right now, we've got Mr. Melody and his Mellow Mood Show right